This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Kim Anderson's house in Orange County caught fire in 2010, and at first it didn't seem too serious. Everybody got out of the house safely. Then Kim went back in to see if he could do something about the fire, and he was overcome, and he received third-degree burns over at least 50% of his body. Many months of recovery followed. Kim survived thanks to the work of the J.C. Burns Center at the North Carolina Memorial Hospital. Kim and his wife, Stephanie, wanted to do something for the people that kept him alive. So Saturday night, they're going to put on a benefit for the North Carolina J.C. Burns Center. It's going to be a Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. It's called Healing with Feeling, A Night of Burning Love. Kim and Stephanie Anderson join us in the studio today to talk about that. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you on the show.
Thanks.
Also with us and at the benefit, there's going to be a silent auction there, by the way. Four bands are going to be there, among them the Willie Painter Band, and they're with us in the program, on the program today. Willie Painter Band, Willie Painter on the guitar, Craig Dittmar on bass and vocals, and John Hanks on the drums and also vocals. Welcome to the Willie Painter Band.
Great to be back.
Good to have you back on the show, and you know you're in good hands because that engineer... your fine spouse, Robin Copley.
Hi, Robin.
That's good. And you, Robin, you can take his mic out anytime you want, which is something you can't do at home, and I know you appreciate that.
Pay no attention to that man, Robin.
Kim, tell us about that, about this fire.
Well, started out in the kitchen as a grease fire. I had been cooking and wanted to watch the news, so I thought I turned everything on the stove down and went to watch the news. Laid down and fell asleep, and when I woke up, my children were running downstairs, and there was smoke in the house, and the smoke alarm was going off, and there was a fire in the kitchen that didn't seem tremendously serious, but by the time we got the dog out and the kids out and me on the front porch, by the time I went back in there, apparently it was fairly serious because very shortly after I went in, I must have been caught in a flashover. And after that, I have very little memory of the fire itself.
Everybody's out, but you, why did you go back in?
Sheer stupidity.
But you know, you want to do something about it, right? You're thinking, yeah, I can do something about this for the fire department.
A lot of people say, a lot of men that you ask say, oh, I would have done the same thing. Yeah. Almost all the women say, no, I'd stay out.
Count the kids and stay out. Well, you went back in, and then you ended up with, of course, you were taken to the hospital, and how was it, long was it before you even knew what had happened to you?
I have vague memories of the trip to the hospital. That night, while we were standing outside, I did not know I was injured until my son said, well, Dad, put your hand on your head. And I reached up, and it felt like crinkling cellophane. That was my hair, what was left of my hair. And I realized then I had some serious burns. The rest of the trip to the hospital is pretty much a blur to me. And the next thing I really remember is beginning to wake up about 2.5 months later.
We want to continue that story, find out what happened at the Burns Center, because it is a remarkable one, given the condition you were in when you got there. And I know that's why you want to do this benefit tomorrow night with the Willie Painter Band. They're here, and I wonder if I can ask the band to play something. Willie?
We'd love to. This is an original tune called Right Now. Don't you know I want it? Even tried to plan it. I think that if I got it, I might not even stand it. But if I got it, I'd be on it right now. Don't you think I'd hit it? Swing it, swing it, spin it. Stay up all night with it. I get right up there in it. But if I got it, I'd be on it right now. Yeah, that's what I said. Thank you.
Billy Painter Band live on the State of Things, an original song right now. They're going to be performing Saturday night at Cat's Cradle, part of the benefit for the North Carolina J.C. Burn Center called Healing with Feeling, A Night of Burning Love. And it is a benefit put together by Kim Anderson and his wife, Stephanie. Kim burned over 50% of his body, third-degree burns, after a fire at his house. He wants to do something to say thank you to the folks at the J.C. Center. And Stephanie Anderson, you were actually out of town the night the fire happened. How did you find out about it?
Yeah, that's true. I was actually in Salt Lake City, you know, pretty far away on a business trip. So getting ready to go out to dinner with a bunch of colleagues when you get the call that no wife or mother ever really wants to get. When your son calls you and says, "Mom, don't freak out. The house is on fire. Dad's hurt. We're out of the house. We're safe. Fire trucks are coming. I got to call you back. Bye." Yeah, so that's not the call you want to get.
And when you finally got back, what were the doctors telling you about how bad it was?
Well, it was, you know, it was clear that, you know, we were taking things hour by hour when we started. You know, it was an hour by hour thing, and over time it becomes a day by day thing, and eventually a week by week thing until, you know, it was clear that he would survive. But, you know, getting through the first 48 hours is the tough one, but that doesn't stop the complications and the issues that can arise with infection. And he had a fairly severe lung injury, lung burn as well. So it was, no one will ever say and give you a percentage of what your chances are, but it was clear that it was extremely critical and that, you know, we just had to take it, you know, hour by hour.
And Kim, what were they telling you once you were out of the woods and the worst was over? It looked like you were going to survive. What were they telling you about your chances with function and how things would be for you at their best when you recovered?
Well, by the time I recovered, this was 2.5 months later, a number of the issues were resolved to the point where they realized that with the proper therapy and proper paying attention, doing the work that you had to do, that I would get most of my function back. The biggest concerns were injuries to my hands that made it, they weren't sure how much function I would get back with my right hand. And eventually they had to amputate two-thirds of my right index finger. And after grafting both hands and arms from the fingertips to the shoulder, there was a lot of work that I had to do to get functionality back in my shoulders and in my hands. In addition to that, when you're off your feet for 2.5 months and you have some injuries to to my knees where they had to graft it, and the rest of the donor sites where they take skin for the grafts and put it elsewhere in your body, those were on my legs. So along with those surgeries and having been off your feet, you actually have to learn to walk again. Yeah. They told me that I would walk out of there, but they didn't tell me exactly how much work it would be to
pretty complicated business, burn treatment, I know, and it's come a long way in some ways. But tell us about the kind of care you got at the center.
Well, as you wake up, it's really a 2 to 3 week process. And as I was waking up, very often the people that as you're coming in and out of consciousness, a lot of times the people that are there are the nurses or the doctors, in addition to my wife. And gradually waking up, I couldn't believe how there was always someone there, and there was always someone to answer my questions. There was always someone to help me do what I needed to do. You're totally helpless on your back, and anytime you need anything, they have to provide that help for you. And I was just totally amazed as you're waking up that there was somebody there all the time to do whatever was necessary for me.
So you're putting out a benefit for the J.C. Burn Center. The Willie Painter Band is going to be there tomorrow night at Cat's Cradle. They're in the studio right now. You play another one for us, Willie?
We'd love to. This is one that I wrote a while back with my old friend Joe Moylan called So Tight.
1, 2, 3.
Drink your beer down.
outside. Feet left the ground. There wasn't a sound, nothing for a soul to see. So why am I here tonight? Died last night. I'm glad to be awake and drunk without the thought of me. Already late, no hurry. What can I say about memories? Love makes you pay. So why am I here tonight? Like some other kind of jerk. Yes, and I hear the music. I can still see. You know, it's not so bad when I lay down and start dreaming. So why am I here tonight?
The Willie Painter Band live on the State of Things. You can hear them tomorrow night at Cat's Cradle, part of the benefit for North Carolina J.C. Burns Center, put together by Kim Anderson and his wife Stephanie. And Stephanie, I think probably one of the most difficult things for the caregivers, a person in your position, is to be in a situation like at a hospital like that where you just don't have control. The experts are somewhere else. What was it like to work with the staff there?
The staff was great. That was, you know, I'm sort of an information junkie, and so as long as I get data, I get information, you know, I can cope with it, almost any situation. And that's the kind of thing that makes that place special, is that there was, if I needed a question answered, they would get me answers. And, you know, I was able to be there for rounds every morning. I could talk to the attending surgeons anytime. And the nurses were well informed. And as Kim was saying, they were there constantly. And so, I, you know, they kind of let me become part of their family. And, you know, I was always there. And after a couple months, once Kim got through about his third major surgery, then they welcomed me in and I helped with his care. You know, I helped them with bathing. I helped them do, you know, whatever I could help them to do. And it's, you know, they welcome that. It wasn't like they didn't want family members there. They were very supportive and really wanted family members to participate.
Kim, where do you want the money to go?
We're planning on instituting a fund for the purchase, and we'd like it to be a self-sustaining fund, but we'd like to purchase garments, sun protective garments for the people that are leaving the burn center after their treatment. A lot of people go through this tremendous ordeal and they don't have the wherewithal to provide these garments for themselves. And the people at the burn center would really like to have them leave the burn center with not only the garments themselves, but with the understanding that that they have this It's not a memento so much, but they're continuing to provide support for the people even after they leave the center.
Kim and Stephanie Anderson, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having us.
And the Willie Painter Band's going to be there at the benefit, A Night of Burning Love, Healing with Feeling, benefit to raise money for the North Carolina J.C. Burns Center. Tomorrow night, Cat's Cradle starts at 7 o'clock. Music begins at 8. The Willie Painter Band is Craig Dittmar, John Hanks, and Willie Painter, and you can go to jcburncenterevent.com for more information. JC, J-A-C-E-E, Willie Painter Band. I left you 20 seconds to play us out.
Thanks,
Best
Frank.
20 seconds of your life.